Figures for new motor vehicle sales due out on Tuesday are expected to be down 15% compared to 2019, one of the industry's worst annual declines since at least 1980. Meanwhile, trade deficit statistics released Thursday will show the US continues to import more foreign goods and services than it exports, with the gap widening in the last year despite efforts to reverse that by the Trump administration. Elsewhere, two runoff elections in Georgia will decide the balance of power in the Senate, with traders showing signs that they'd prefer to see it remain in the hands of Republicans. And after a volatile 2020, Goldman Sachs is predicting a 17% surge in the S&P 500 by the end of 2021, while Wall Street forecaster Jim Bianco has told CNBC that he believes the year will see a return to inflation, prompted by the billions of dollars of federal coronavirus aid pumped into the economy, just as vaccines begin to bring the pandemic under control. Sarah Walton, New York.